and we're back here on News Radio KMA, and you're listening to In Focus. I'm Nick McNamara. Here in studio with me, a number of folks from the Flint Hills Veteran Coalition, Janet Nichols, Chuck Tannehill, and Mike Kearns, and we're talking about, well, the organization as a whole, but especially the upcoming Veterans Day Parade. And we touched a little bit on some of the bands that are going to be participating in the parade there, but what are some other things that surrounding the parade that people can enjoy when the day comes?
The program afterwards.
Oh yeah,
very important.
Yeah. After the parade down at the City Hall in Peace Memorial Auditorium, we have a patriotic program that will feature kiddos from various schools coming in and singing. We have the winners of the essay and poster contest announced and show off their stuff and actually read the winning essay for, I think, the older of the bunch. K-Man always broadcasts this over the airwaves for the region.
Thank you, K-Man.
Yes.
Biscuits and gravy.
Pardon?
Oh, and
we've got
biscuits
and gravy. We have, oh boy, I forgot that. I'd have been beaten for this one. We have a breakfast at the American Legion on the morning of the parade, which is the 12th this year of November. Veterans Day is the 11th, but that falls on a Sunday. So we're actually doing all this stuff on Monday the 12th.
Which is November. The federally observed holiday.
Yeah. And that morning there'll be the biscuits and gravy breakfast at the American Legion, open to everybody. Veterans eat free. Otherwise, it's $5. Best meal in town. I mean, you can't go wrong. And it's really cool. The vets will come in, many of them in their uniforms. And you'll see guys there from World War II uniforms, Korean War, Vietnam, all the way up to now in uniform. It's a good thing for kids to see because they're watching living history. And you can sit down, visit with the vets and that, and have a good meal. Then from there, come on over, look at the marshalling area, and then you line Points Avenue. It's a big deal for the people in the parade to see that they're being appreciated, and particularly the units from Fort Riley that come and march in the parade. You know, if you come in and you march in a parade and there's nobody looking at you, it's a bummer. And it shows a lack of respect not to line Points Avenue. And we give out flags along Points Avenue.
And do you typically see it lined the way you're talking?
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's good to hear.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And also, along with the troops from Fort Riley, we have the Pershing Rifles from K-State ROTC.
Yep.
And we also have the Junction City Junior ROTC
marching
again this year.
Yeah.
So
that's neat.
So we're really excited to have them supporting us.
And this is a fairly big deal in the community. And we can't do it without the cooperation of many organizations. The city of Manhattan helps us immensely. They let us use their auditorium. They help us with insurance on the parade. The Riley County Commission supports us heavily with financial aid. We couldn't do it without the help of the Riley County Police Department. They are big into this thing with security because day and age you live in, you got to have security. They're aware of that, and they're on top of it. We couldn't do it without the complete backing of the mall people, of the organization that owns the mall and their representatives here. They support us 100% and are good to work with and easy to work with. But if we didn't have all this, we couldn't do it.
We also depend upon the transportation for 383, to their buses to get the children down. And that's one of the questions we got asked quite a bit. Why are you holding it on a day that's not the official holiday? And that's because we want to be able to get the children to participate in it. We want to give them that opportunity. And the schools have been extremely cooperative, and USD 383 Transportation has been just absolutely excellent to work with.
And I understand that it's a sizable event. It's probably been for quite some time, but how have you seen the size change? Has it grown in size, or is it more?
It's growing every year. As people became aware of it and saw how important it was, It makes them feel good. It makes you feel good to see those flags flying and those kids marching and the soldiers marching and the old vets out there. It's just a feel-good type thing. It's Middle America is what it is. It's the heartland, and it's the heartland's heart beating when you see that parade. It sends chills up your spine. It's what it should be.
Last year, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Last year was the 150th anniversary of the Big Red Run, and we had almost 5,000 people participating in it, riding in it, and in different entries and stuff. So that's probably going to be the largest I could imagine that we're going to get to for a considerable period of time. But that's how large it has grown.
Yeah, and the next 50-year anniversary could be even larger, the 200-year anniversary.
And somebody else will be handling it, too.
Yeah. So we do this thing, we have the support of the community, of the city and the county and the police department, but this thing runs on volunteers. We are always looking for people to come help. We have a monthly meeting from March through we started going bi-monthly pretty soon. But most of the year, it's once a month. It's the second Wednesday of the month at 9:30 in the morning at the Chamber of Commerce, 501 Points Avenue. But seriously, yes, we are the Veterans Coalition, and we are mostly veterans. But I'm a spouse. The vice president is a spouse. So you don't necessarily have to be a veteran if you're patriotic, if you want to get involved and help the community. You know, we've mentioned already that we do a lot of good works as well with our scholarship program. We also do K-State Global Campus. Mm-hmm. So we do K-State Global Campus. MATC and the Christian Manhattan Christian, and those are all for student veterans. So that's where that goes. But we do so many other good works within the community. We mentioned our new affiliation with Habitat for Humanity. Our Habitat for Humanity is a veteran affiliated, dedicated unit. We also do stuff now with, we're getting in with hospice to help mm-hmm. caregivers, yeah. get them respite care as well. And then we also, you know, we've adopted a family at Christmas. Mm-hmm. We do all kinds of things within the community. And so it's not just putting on a parade. We want to, yeah. This is Manhattan and the Flint Hills is a great place to live and have a family. And we want to be a big part of that, not just one day a year.
We're also setting up an informational kiosk down at the Manhattan Town Center Mall and at the Senior Center. There's going to be a continuing for what goes for a week display of military artifacts, different things that members have collected and wanted to display, and are more than happy to talk about their collection to anybody who wants to come down and see it at the Senior Center.
Yeah. And I want to make a plug for the USO. USO at Fort Riley is involved in this also, and they'll have coffee and donuts down at the marshalling area. And so anybody who wants them can have them. First come, first serve, because I guarantee they go fast. But the USO is into this too, another good service organization.
Very good to hear. Sitting here with multiple people from the Flint Hills Veteran Coalition, Janet Nichols, Chuck Tannehill, Mike Kearns. Now, you mentioned a need for volunteers. Well, one, I guess, what kind of is the process of sort of, it's almost be, I imagine, like a gaggle of volunteers to be able to get this thing running. But what's kind of the process of getting involved? And, you know, if they want
to
get involved.
Come to a meeting and see what we do, basically. Yeah.
Just show up. Second Wednesday of the month, 9:30 at the Chamber of Commerce building on Points Avenue, which is right across kind of from the courthouse. Come on in. It's not hard to find us. And take a chair, sit down, see what we're all about. And if you like it, stay. We need the help. There's a million moving parts. Nobody's overburdened with a task. And if you don't want to do anything, you don't want to. If you just want to come and be part of it but not work, that's great too. But workers are welcome.
But overwhelmingly, this is a group that's a group of doers. I mean, honestly, there's really no dead weight in this group. It's one of my, I really love this group. It's a really fun group to work with. And I've just learned so much. There's a lot of knowledge about the community and history. And I mean, it's a great group of people, and I really enjoy it.
It's fun. It's a fun group. 1 hour. Our meetings are 1 hour. Janet runs a good meeting. It's bang, we start at 9:30. Bang, we're done at 10:30. If you want to go and, you know, and talk with somebody or BS for a while, great, before or after. But everybody's busy. Everybody's got a life, and they don't want to be in a meeting that runs until, you know, God knows when. So we keep it pretty businesslike.
And we have a lot of coffee.
Yes, a lot of coffee.
Ooh, I might be there. We're just about out of time. If you can remind us the date, time for those parades, and if you want to participate, also some information on that.
Absolutely. The Manhattan Veterans Day Parade is Monday, November 12th. The marshaling area is on the southeast side of the mall. We go from the mall to City Hall. The parade starts at 9:30. Mm-hmm. And we end up with a patriotic service afterwards at City Hall in Peace Memorial Auditorium. If you're interested in making a parade entry, that is at flinthillsveterans.org. And that's where the form is. We'd love to have you there. If you're looking to help, we'd love to have you come the second Wednesday of the month, 9:30 at the Chamber of Commerce. And I think that's it.
Janet, Chuck, Mike, thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for having us.
Find more of this archived on newsradiokman.com. See you tomorrow.
And tomorrow, Manhattan City Day. City Manager Ron Fear, Mayor Linda Morse.
Come in and see your neighbors at Carpet One of Manhattan on Fort Riley Boulevard. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan. This is CBS News.